All right, welcome to the Cosmic Fury SG podcast. I'm one, and the other line is the boss, Mr. Fias.
What's up, ping pongs?
All right, ping pong. Okay, this will be another segment of the roast.
The roast.
All right, so in this segment, if you're not too familiar what the roast is, if you're listening to this podcast, there will be another upload before this. Where we did a roast on the Venom movie, 2018 release. And this one, we are going to roast on X-Men The Dark Phoenix. So if you're not too familiar of the format for the roast, basically we take movies that we dislike.
Basically movies that are shit. Worse than shit.
Yes, I was just trying to be polite, but as you can see, not everybody is on the same sentiment.
Hashtag controversial life.
So yeah lah. Dark Phoenix will be roasted on this segment of the Cosmic Fury SG podcast. Alright.
And you know that, and the thing is, we are going to roast the Dark Phoenix without even watching it. Mind blown lah. Mind blown, bro.
Yeah, the Dark Phoenix is so roasted, right? It's rather not be a phoenix, but be a barbecue chicken.
Sophie Turner is
okay. Sophie Turner is a very nice lady. Okay, nice. We love her. Nice. We love her in Game of Thrones.
We love her, not in Game of Thrones. We just love her
in Game of Thrones. Seriously, she has one of the I like her character development. So
yeah, from the annoying little
DK, yeah, from the annoying to bitches, not annoying.
Yeah.
And develop into a very powerful,
Queen of the North.
Yeah, a very powerful character in Game of Thrones.
Yep.
And even with her star power, she could not save the shit out of this fucking movie.
And the thing is, I repeat this, we never even watched the movie and we are wrong. That's how bad it is, honestly.
Yeah, right out of the gate, I said to Fias, I refuse to watch this movie. Maybe later down the line, I might. But no, right now, yeah, we did not pay to see the movie because we know we're going to waste our money.
Exactly.
Yeah, there are some movies right out there that you know in your gut feeling is going to fuck up or it's going to suck.
And you know what the other movie, you know, the one that I didn't watch at all, even like until now, I still didn't watch it. Shit. X-Men Apocalypse, bro.
Hey, yeah, me too. Until now, I still haven't watched.
I didn't watch. The moment I saw Apocalypse and how he was, right, I was like, that's Ivan Woods.
I think that the only sympathizer among our friends who gave it a try was Rashid. The rest of us, we did not.
I just didn't give two fucks about the movie. So.
Yeah, and okay. Does it justify that we have still, we haven't watched the movie, but we kind of, judging the movie?
You see, the thing is, right? You see, the thing is here. The movie first was shot, everything was done, you know. They had a so-called secret screening for a certain crowd of people to go watch it. And every single one of them came out, even movie critics, non-movie critics, somebody's uncle, somebody's auntie, somebody's mom, dad, dog, I don't know. Everybody came out, even the dog, surprisingly, and tweeted that the movie just sucked ass so bad. That's how bad it is, no? And they had to use that because apparently the director had to use this secret screening to go and find out what is exactly wrong with the movie. Reshoot the movie and re-release the movie. And he reshot the movie. He re-released the movie.
Still
and
suck.
It's just shit. That's true to show how shit Fox is also.
Is okay. Okay, wait. So basically he did a secret screening just to find out what is wrong with
just,
the movie.
Just to get feedback, you know, opinion of, you know.
That means right.
Not talking about this making me yawn. Shit.
See, first and foremost, right, if anybody were to do that, That means you first and foremost, you have no confidence in your movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And for you, and second, if you actually did your research, okay, you not say read everything that is out there for X-Men, but at least read the story arc for Dark Phoenix itself.
Mm.
And understand that Dark Phoenix as a story in the comics is such a grandiose scale. You cannot do it in one movie setting or one movie sitting. Mm-hmm. It's like you try to comprise the entire collection of Harry Potter and jam-pack into one movie.
Mm.
Nobody learned anything from Avatar the Airbender. Nobody learned from that. They try to put the entire, first three seasons of the series or something like that. Or was it the entire season into one movie? Something like that. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... I felt sad for Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah. The thing is, the animation series was good. It was really... I really enjoyed watching it. But, yep.
Yeah, so
fuck it up as usual.
Yeah, the analogy I put into it is because it's the same. It's because Dark Phoenix is a huge, huge event.
Yep.
And they think they can settle it within one movie. Like, okay lah. Okay, I want to give chance because you said that the movie, the director...
No, don't give chance. Fuck them.
like the movie, this movie is the director's first movie. His debut movie.
Apparently so. That's what from what I read.
First who movie. The hell gave him the bright idea that, hey, give this movie a chance. Like, fucking hell, if he were to try something on Netflix, at least he could have learned something. Why torture himself and get burned by the Phoenix movie? Pun intended. I don't know.
Probably his... I don't know, man. I really don't know, man, this one.
Yeah, so right now for us, right, we are rooting the Dark Phoenix, X-Men Dark Phoenix, and haven't watching the movie at all. Like, because we know the Fox have this tendency to not follow the source material.
Socks. You see? I don't even call them Fox, I call them Socks. Because they're shit.
And I don't know if you already listened to the roast we did on Venom. That's another good example of Sony trying to put a material which they think it's nice. They are so stupid. They're so fucking stupid.
Did a Google on the director of the movie. By the way, his name is Simon Kinberg.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So apparently Simon Kinberg appeared in a few... a few movies
Oh really, he appeared in a few movies?
No, as in like he did
Califair what? Oh okay.
So he was the writer for XXX State of Union, which was shit. Mr. Smith, to me it was shit. X-Men The Last Stand, shit. Jumper, shit. Sherlock Holmes, the Guy Ritchie one. X-Men First Class, it was okay. This Means War, shit.
X-Men First Class, one of the writers or the main writer?
X-Men First Class, producer.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, he was the executive producer. Elysium, he was the producer. Fantastic Four, writer and producer.
The so-called latest Fantastic Four.
Yes, sir.
What else does he have?
Cinderella, he was the producer. Chappie, he was the producer.
Chappie, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, surprising.
The Martian, he was the producer, the Ridley Scott one.
What?
Yeah, he was just a producer, that's it.
Okay, I fucking love The Martian.
Yeah, The Martian was good. I mean, even he was the producer for Tim Miller's Deadpool as well, which was good. I mean, but movies that he wrote, okay, let's not talk about producer, just talk about movies that he wrote. Triple X, State of Union, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, X-Men Last Stand, Jumper, Sherlock Holmes,
Hang on. Jumper, right?
Yeah.
I fucking hate Jumper.
And he produced and wrote that movie, bro?
That movie, it is so trash. The amount of...
It's fucking... What about another thing?
Yeah, what?
X-Men Apocalypse. Writer and producer.
Oh my god.
Logan, he was producer. We just talked about writer. So...
Okay, yeah. Basically what he wrote is... Shit lah. Basically, whatever he touches on producer so far, okay? Anything that he touches on writing duties is fucking
horrible. It's just pure shit, man. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And the thing is, Dark Phoenix, writer, producer, director. So, three times the shit. And his next movie, apparently, it's a spy movie called 355.
Why? Why is it called 355?
Because the idea of the movie is to have a female-led spy film in the same spirit of Mission Impossible and James Bond. That's what they are saying, man. And I'm not even kidding you.
No, seriously. Okay, it's not being against women or anything, right? You don't have to say it like that. As though like you're doing...
Okay, this is what I will read word by word, okay? Production. Jessica Chastain proposed the idea for a female-led spy film in the same spirit as Mission Impossible and James Bond series to her Dark Phoenix director, Simon Kinberg. So the concept was built upon in May 2018 and Kinberg announced the movie. He would direct the film with Jessica Chastain producing it.
Okay, look, I'm not against women or anything.
No, okay, I'm not. I love women.
By saying that, right, you're not doing any favors, no. You're not doing any favors for the ladies, by saying like that. No? If you want to do that kind of movie, just do that fucking kind of movie. You know, a good example, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't have to say like, oh, this is this and that for the women. Just fucking do it, man. And it's out there and it's just empowering women by the movie itself.
You see, remember that time we had a topic about how they are forcefully forcing the idea of woman empowerment?
You don't have to, LaSalle.
You can just do the movie and people watching it will understand you.
Yeah, and
we are not stupid.
Yeah, they will naturally gravitate. Like, if they have something in common with the movie, they will definitely naturally gravitate to the movie, and that's fine. You don't have to advertise yourself like don't need LaSalle. What is... Yeah.
But anyways, let's go back to Simon Kinberg and stupid Dark Phoenix.
Yes. I mean, with the list that you told me, I hate Jumper. Triple X, what? State of Union, that's fucking tacky. Shit, to me.
Yeah.
And Mrs. and what?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I didn't like the movie. People liked it.
Yeah, I felt a bit cringy on that movie.
He wrote the first Sherlock Holmes with the Robert Downey Jr. one. That one was not bad. Then This Means War. The Tom Hardy Chris Pine, the one that both of them are spies and they are fighting over a girl.
I cannot remember if I would have watched it before. Maybe I have. I don't know. Okay, basically he has more miss than hits.
the only hits he has so far it's Days of Future Past.
The only hits he require right now is in his balls and in his face. for putting out material such as this. Okay. I'm not inciting violence or anything. It's just that...
Because the thing is, you see, people like us, right? We love the idea of, superhero movies and all the kind of thing. But The thing is, I don't know, my guilty pleasure is mutant movies. Like, you know, like X-Men, you know, like, when we were watching the cartoon, all that kind of thing. And, you know, like, Wolverine. And, you know, even though, like, last time, like, Bryan Singer used to do, like, all the different type of X-Men movie, and no matter how shit it was, right, we still give it a chance because we love seeing, like, you know, the characters on screen and you know, whatnot. But at that point of time, because it didn't have a lot of superhero movies, like, you know, like now, which is like constantly and all that kind of thing. So that feeling is gone. That feeling is totally gone now. And now what we expect is good movie, good, try to stick to the source material as close as you can. You know, good writing, good plot, good characters and everything. But if you come out with a movie like Dark Phoenix, after a shit movie like the one that he wrote, which is X-Men Apocalypse, you are expecting people to appreciate the movie. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my god. And then, like, how to say this? Like, you...
Don't say it, bro. Just call.
Like, okay, right now, like, he is, I don't know what kind of connections he has over there, because like most of the X-Men franchise or like really he is involved in it, which makes me a bit scared.
Yeah. Because
from what I see, he is going to be in Gambit as a producer. He's going to be in the New Mutants as a producer.
The producer as well, yeah.
I am genuinely worried lah. So and from what I saw from X-Men The Last Stand, it's like a movie that gave me cancer right there. That movie is fucking rough, man.
But the thing is, you know what, even it's not as bad as the Dark Phoenix. You know, X-Men The Last Stand, even though it's shit, but it's not utter bullshit like the Dark Phoenix is. You know what I mean? Just do this. Just go online. Just Google for reviewer. Don't even have to type bad reviews. Just reviews. And you look at all the shit review they get for that movie. And the ton of shit that people talk about that movie, The Dark Phoenix.
Rotten Tomato meter, how many percent? 23%.
23%. And you know what? The worst thing about all this is I really feel bad for all the actors in the movie.
I agree with you.
Brilliant actors, no? Sophie Turner, Michael Fassbender, James McAvoy, you know?
They deserve better, lah. Fucking they deserve better.
I'm like, wow, now you're really not doing justice to the movie or to anything related to the X-Men universe. That's why Fox, fuck you, and Disney got back the rights for X-Men characters and all. So you all can take your fucking movies and go fucking shove it.
You know, in a situation where, like, it's a wishful thinking. If right now, since the rights is back at Marvel, and they already announced they're gonna do some X-Men stuff because they already mentioned the word mutants and all that, right?
Yes.
And in a so-called situation of redemption or anything, like if they were to get back the original cast from this Fox version of X-Men, right? Then they rework or maybe do since now Doctor Strange already opened up the possibility of the multiverse and this and that. If they were to re-involve the original cast and then redo the rework lah, basically the X-Men universe, I think there will be a redemption story lah, more or less.
I really hope they do. I really hope they really clean out the old bullshit that Fox have been releasing for X-Men and make everyone forget about that scarred history before.
The actors deserve better lah. Because James McAvoy, like you said, Michael Fassbender, Jennifer Lawrence, like even Nicholas Holt. Nicholas Holt, the guy who played Beast. Yeah. He was fucking amazing, sir, in Mad Max.
Yeah, exactly.
Witness.
Yeah.
So that's why. Not only that, the Dark Phoenix butchered the source material, they kind of like made lesser use of the wonderful cast of actors. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, would you say shallow is a word to use?
No, just go fucking research. Don't just put something out blindly for fuck's sake.
Yes, yeah.
Go and research, go and read. You got millions of monies, yeah. You go and hire, you can even hire someone who's very into like the X-Men universe and, you know, can tell you every single shit about it and all that kind of thing. Find out from them what can be written, what should be written, how this movie should be, how it should look. You know, just research. Don't be a fucking lazy ass motherfucker and just sit down there on your ass. It's like, oh, let's do a movie about the Dark Phoenix. Oh, really? And then after that, you fuck it up. You fuck it up not only by showing it in a secret screening. After that, you reshoot. After reshoot, it got even worse. So fuck you for even trying to reshoot.
You know what could have been epic? You know? Like, they shot the film and then they did a reshoot, right? But they canceled the movie, right? Then they say, because this is the last movie before the acquisition by Disney. Like they cancel the movie, they say, okay, we're gonna can this movie and then we're gonna return back once it gets maybe third reshoot under the direction of Marvel and Disney. I would have loved that, Sal.
If they just say that would be amazing.
I would be disappointed, yes. Oh, I have to
wait for a long one, right?
Not disappointed because I wanna see Dark Phoenix, no. It's like, okay, fuck, at least I don't have to see this version. And then I see another revised version and then it's well done. I would rather go through that, sir. That would be fucking epic. And then at least, right, save Fox on face. But Fox decided they want to make more money. What kind of money you make out of this?
Now they got no money. What are you talking about?
So, like, oh my goodness. So, yeah, I mean, we are roasting on a movie we haven't watched, but I think this movie...
We don't even want to talk anything about the movie.
Yes,
we don't even bother want to go and read the plot and all that kind of thing. Honestly speaking, now you ask, I don't know, and like for you probably the same as well. Like if you ask like, oh, what is the plot of the movie? You know what's the plot of the movie for me? I don't give a fuck. That's what the plot of the movie is.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, goodness.
Those, yeah, folks.
I can bet with you, right, the plot is nowhere near to the original source material where there's like space involved, this and that. It's something like like Chucky, what's Chucky going through now? Like the original one involves possession, right?
Yep.
The new one, there's no possession, right?
But at least the thing is that, like, you know, Chucky, like the Child's Play, the new one, right? People, I mean, I've read reviews, I've seen, you know, people write about the movie and all that. Even though it doesn't follow the original source material, right? The person who did the show, right, doesn't do a shit job, no. It's a mediocre job. Okay, maybe it's a mediocre job. But it's not a shit job. You know what I mean? Sheesh.
How, sir? Like, you know, at this day and age, at least people would have learned how to handle, like, the superhero genre. It seems that it seems that people like him are still lingering around, like, you know, trying to take their shots at the superhero movie. Sell, fucking The Boys does better jobs than this, sell. And yeah, it's a TV show, sell.
This cannot even be compared to The Boys, sell.
Sell, not even close, sell.
Yeah. Okay, you want to know something crazy?
What?
Okay, I just read the last paragraph of so-called their plot to the ending of this movie, and you tell me how shit it is. In the aftermath of the incident, Xavier School is renamed Jean Grey School for the Gifted Youngsters.
Okay.
And Hank become their new dean, with Xavier having retired after a decade of fighting for mutants. While settling himself in Paris, Xavier is reunited with Eric and plays a game of chess as they see a flaming phoenix appear in the sky.
Okay, half of it, right? Half of it. In the comics, it is happening. There is a school under Jean Grey and like Cyclops and all that. But the playing chess part, that one too cliche for me.
Flaming Phoenix in the sky, bro. Flaming Phoenix, what, your uncle's tattoo?
Fuck this, man.
Man. Anyways, we don't even bother. Was that one to even go deep into this movie or anything. What we're going to say is, for those people who want to watch this movie, if you feel like you want to watch it, watch it. But don't expect a lot. If for those people who don't even want to watch it, don't watch it, because it's a shit show.
Like, I would say, don't pay for it. Watch it online or something. Like,
don't waste time watching online, bro.
If you want to give chance, right, you can. But if the moment when you start to feel drag and then you start to skip through the movie, then yes, you know in your heart and accept it that the movie is shit. So,
fucking man.
Man, I never see a score so low for a long time, sir. This movie, oh my goodness.
Well, no, I just saw that the music is done by...
Done by who?
Hans Zimmer.
Oh my god.
Hans Zimmer is a brilliant music composer. Yeah. You know he's coming to Singapore?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
For the F1 to put on the concert.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Yeah, and Hans Zimmer has done an amazing job with Batman.
He is like the maestro, Sal. Every, like...
Maestro.
Yeah, like... I don't know whether... I think Martian or Interstellar. He did Interstellar. I think he got deep before. But whatever he touches, right, the sound, fucking
Interstellar, Martian, he done games. Like, if I'm not wrong, was it Call of Duty?
Call of Duty, I'm not sure.
He has done the Batman series, the Christopher Nolan one,
Inception. Yep, yep.
Wow, he has done so much good here, but...
Why involved in this one are you?
Probably they want to use him as a saving grace, but not even Hans Zimmer can save this movie, yo.
The only saving grace is getting the director. Get the fuck out of here, man.
The directors need to... I don't know, man. Simon Kinberg, go fuck yourself, man.
Oh my god, Gambit. Man, this movie's gonna suck.
You just know it. You just
know it. My gut feeling tells me, because Gambit has been delayed or like so-called confirmed, not confirmed. I think it's about like 3 to 4 times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with him involving in the Dark Phoenix and seeing him on Gambit,
you know it's going to be a shit show. Hey, but who did it decided to cast for Gambit? Remember it was Channing Tatum at one point of time.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling Channing Tatum. I don't know. They were like really wanted to push him, no? But I was like, no.
Yeah, no, not Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum is just
no, like, not for him, not for him.
Yeah. Hans Zimmer said, what an extensive resume is here. My god. Interstellar. What's that? Beyond Two Souls game. Dark Knight Rises. Pirates of the Caribbean. Despicable Me. Sherlock Holmes. Call of Duty. Modern Warfare 2. Yeah, it was Call of Duty.
You know what? Simon Kinberg, he's gonna be involved in the Twilight Zone, the 2019 version.
Is it the one with the M. Night Shyamalan, apparently?
I think so.
Simon Kinberg, I know you're not gonna listen to big fuck director and all. But Simon Kinberg, please, just stop. Just stop.
Yeah. You know, we can always hashtag him, right?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's cannot. I seriously, like...
Anyways, I think we have ranted enough on Dark Phoenix without even watching it. So, any last words, Mr. Ivan?
I would say that be angry, because if you're not angry, right, you wouldn't let them know what you really feel about something like this.
Yep.
Just be angry.
Yep, exactly.
What about you, Mr. Fias?
If I continue talking, right, this thing will never end. So I shall end it by saying this. In this world, they are full of a lot of intelligent and brilliant people, from writers, producers, cinematographers, directors, you know, composers. But the thing is, right, if we are all not stupid people. If you see that your past work is shit, just stop. Don't carry on. Because the more you carry on, the more shit it gets, the more hate you get, you just go nowhere. So my advice to anyone who is listening now, who thinks that they are like a top-notch director and all. Okay, you know what? Controversial a bit. One of my dad's side of the family, I don't consider him my cousin because he's a douchebag.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So apparently he's a director for Vasantham Central. For those who don't know what is Vasantham Central, it's basically a local TV channel for Indian or should I say South Indian and North Indian shows and whatnot lah. So this guy, apparently director for a lot of TV series on the channel, and he is just like Simon Kinberg. Because the thing is, he feels that he's one of the God's gift of a director. He comes up with the craziest plot and all. So you might listen to this, you might not listen to this, I don't know. But by the way, his name is Yasir. So, Yasir, please go fuck yourself because you are a fucking horrible director, just like Simon Kinberg. Okay? Don't do edible shows anymore because your shows are just shit. And the only people that are watching your shows are people in Singapore and Malaysia. I shall end my segment by saying, fuck you, Yasir, and Simon Kinberg. Thank you very much.
Okay, I wasn't prepared for that, but well, it is what it is.
Hashtag controversial life.
All right, pretty much that's it for the roast on the Dark Phoenix X-Men.
The roast.
So we are still gonna scour around and find movies that deserve to be roasted on this segment of the Cosmic Fury.
Is there any movie that? Oh, I'm gonna. I've always wanted to do this for a long while, but I think the next roast segment. Even though I've never watched the movie, I've never read the books, but I think we should do it. Fifty Shades of Grey trilogy, from the book to the movie.
Oh my god. Yeah, why not?
You are the next fucking shit movie that we are going to lose. So watch out.
Oh, goodness. Alright, pretty much that's it. Before Fia starts to flip his house table. Alright, pretty much that's it on the roast segment of the Cosmic Fury SG
podcast.
Alright, I'm one, and the other line is the boss, Mr. Fias.
Yes, ping pong.
Alright, we are gonna go sign off now. Hope you enjoyed this segment of roast. We'll be back soon
to roast more and 50 Shades of Grey, your next.
Alright man, cheers.
Cheers.